Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so you guys voted for this week's episode, which is the story of Earl Leonard Nelson.
Ooh,
he's not an Earl. His name's Earl. Just like, my name is Earl.
That's easily confused in England.
Yeah, it's from the US.
Oh, there we go then. Yeah. Like, we'll make him sound real fancy.
He was born in 1898, and he didn't get a chance to know his parents. So his mother died when he was only 9 months old from syphilis. And I didn't know you could die from syphilis, I guess.
Yeah. Have you not ever Google images of like syphilis patients when their nose falls off and... Or well, kids that are born with it. Was he born with it?
Yeah.
Because we've had people before who, when they're born with it, it makes them go crazy. And...
Yeah, well, I think that's definitely part of it. Because his mum had syphilis that she got from his father. And then his mum died of it. And then about a year later, six months later, his dad died of it.
Right.
So I think it mentions later that he had it as well. But then he was treated for it when he was young-ish. So he was raised in San Francisco by his grandmother. Now, she was a widow and she was super religious, but she was kind of distant, kind of overworked, kind of weary. The kind of mother I hope to be someday.
Just really arsey. Done with your shit is what you're going to be.
I guess I'd still be working, so I'd just be tired and miserable all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to be a TV mum.
I was definitely a TV child.
They're going to be raised by CBeebies and that's it.
24 hours nowadays.
Exactly. strap them down. I'm just going to straitjacket them in front of a TV. It'll be fine.
Clockwork Orange style.
I'll do some like pre-recorded messages like, Mummy loves you, but don't talk to her.
As a psychology teacher, I think I'm going to be either hyper aware that I don't condition my children or trying to condition my children.
You're going to be training them like Pavlov's dog.
Yeah.
What happened to Wolf Boy? Because he heard his parents having sex all the time or something.
I don't know.
That Freud case of like the Wolf Boy.
Oh yeah, but Freud's bad shit, isn't it?
He was always like, he heard his parents having sex, so now he thinks he's a wolf.
She was pretty annoyed by the lack of Earl's manners. He was always really grubby. And at dinner, he'd sort of drench his food in olive oil and he'd slurp it like a beast.
It in olive oil?
Well, he's a young Jamie Oliver, I guess.
I was going to say, that's the Mediterranean diet we're all after.
Yeah. And he had this really weird habit. So he'd get in trouble at school and he did get excluded. But also, a lot of the time, he'd go to school in one outfit and then he'd come home in another outfit, but it was way dirtier. And he also did the same when he was an adult, that he'd just go.
That's a really, it's obvious what happened. He pissed himself and he got something out of lost property.
Exactly.
I remember when I was in I think it must have been year one or something, so 5 years old, and I threw water on myself on purpose and told the teacher I'd weed myself because there was a pair of leggings in the lost property that I really wanted to take home.
Did you get them?
Yeah. My mum was like, what have you done? I was like, I wouldn't say, because I wasn't clever enough, I didn't want to say I've wet myself because I hadn't.
Yeah.
But my mum was like, so why have you done it? Nothing. So they couldn't even think to lie to her. I got in so much trouble just because I really badly wanted these leggings.
Did she work it out?
Yeah,
take them back.
She was like, did you wee yourself? I was like, no, why are you wearing the lost property leggings? Because they were worth.
Brilliant. Despite being obsessed with the Bible, he was a little shit a lot of the time. Now, he also had And the article that I read this from, kind of obsessed with, of like evidence that he was going to be a serial killer from a young age. And he had a head injury age 11. So he was showing off on a bike and he fell off and he hit his head and then he became unconscious. So age 14, his grandmother died. So there's trauma as well.
And he had syphilis addled brain.
Yeah. And he moved in with his aunt and uncle. So he dropped out of school and he started doing low paid jobs. Really bad work ethic. Basically, he'd go to work, probably a bit late, do some work, get bored, wander off. So not a dream employee.
Like, what do you expect? 20 of my chromosomes are basically STIs.
Well, he was also a compulsive masturbator.
There we go.
So he had a huge sexual appetite and he visited sex workers as a young person, which we sort of saw with the Yorkshire Ripper a bit, that there was a lot of sort of sexual appetite and spending ages. And he'd daydream a lot as well, which again, the Yorkshire Ripper, we said that he spent ages in the bathroom just for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's he doing in there?
Yeah. So a lot of signs that he was going to be an unusual person. So Earl's aunt was a bit scared of him. But she also loved him and wanted to look after him. But she was kind of relieved.
His aunt
that he'd moved. His aunt moved in with his aunt and uncle.
Oh, because grandma was like, oh, you're using up all my olive oil, get out of here.
No, she died.
Oh, so from lack of olive oil.
Probably. So, but he did contribute financially to the household income. So she let him stay there for a while. And then he did sort of just jaunt off on these little weird road trips every now and again. And he funded those through petty theft and breaking into people's houses. So he did break into a cabin that he thought was empty at one point, and the owner returned and caught him. And he got 2 years in prison for that. So that was his first time in an institution. So he tried joining the army, but he didn't really enjoy it. So he dropped out. This was weird. There wasn't much information, but he dropped out the first time due to burning around his anus.
So he'd left. He'd been like, I can't handle this anymore. How do you expect me to kill people when my bum hurts so much?
So then he joined the Navy.
Maybe it was worms. We've had an incident of worms at school.
No.
And everyone's acting like it's really normal and keeps trying to convince me it's totally normal for kids to get worms. No, what? It isn't. There are insects crawling out of their arse. There is nothing normal about it. And if you're all convinced that it's so common, you're all dirty. I'm not having it. I won't believe that this is an okay thing to happen. Shut down the school. I was like ready to burn it to the ground. I was like, right, that's it. But everyone's like, well, when you have kids, you'll understand. What, the insects will just crawl out of people's asses and everything's fine?
When you have kids. I don't know anyone whose kids had a tapeworm. Is it a tapeworm?
Exactly. No, like threadworms they are. Yeah, exactly. So I was like, well, I've never had an experience of them. And then was like, well, obviously my child hasn't either. Well, stop telling me it's common then.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gross.
Oh, how do you even get them?
I don't know. I think you have to eat poo or something.
Oh, God.
Or touch poo.
Grim.
It was a very, the person who got them, they touched poo, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got some interesting children.
They didn't think it was very normal that he was complaining about his burning because the Navy sent him to a psychiatric institution. They said, I don't think this is for you, but we've got somewhere you can go.
Oh, so they were thinking that it was psychosomatic, this.
Yeah, they were just like, this guy's weird.
Well, if you're telling everyone about your burn,
I think there were probably other things as well. And he was like reading the Bible a lot and probably going around proclaiming things to people as well.
Wasn't it? There's someone else. Wasn't it Dennis Nielsen who joined the Navy and he was a little bit religious as well? And then he would like get really drunk and just fall onto men and be like, oh, I'm so wasted.
Yeah. So he spent 13 months at an institutional facility for people who weren't mentally very healthy.
Like, how much do you have to talk about your arsehole to be committed?
But in that time, he escaped 3 times. And then the final time, they just didn't go look for him. They're like, oh, he's gone.
Yeah,
he's
fine.
He's probably cured. He's fine.
Why do we keep bringing him back?
Yeah. So he went back to his aunt's and she was like, oh, God. So she helped him get a job at a local hospital. Now here, he met the woman of his dreams. She reminded him
of his mother.
Of his grandmother.
Oh, even worse.
She was 58, quiet and frumpy.
That's next level when you've got granny issues.
Yeah. So he very quickly, I mean, she's 58. He's what?
Okay, so she's a young grandma.
He's 20.
Oh no, this woman is 58.
She's 58. So she's a lot older. He proposed. She said yes. He was a terrible husband. Basically, he moved in with her and then started to act like a teenage boy, but then also wanted to shag her all the time.
Well, I was thinking about this and I've always been a bit like, ooh, age gap relationships, no way. But if I get divorced and I'm in my 50s, like now I would never date a boy younger than me. But if I get divorced and I'm in my 50s, 60s and I could hook up with a 20-year-old, yes, I'm going to.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not going to care anymore about how immature they are. I'm just going to be getting mine.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I still couldn't do it.
Even when you're old, like if you're really old and like your options are date other old men or date some young hotties.
I'll cross that
date
bridge
some young
when
I come hotties and wash up for them. Maybe like, do clean up.
I'll go 30. So one day he had a fainting spell on a ladder, then fell down, hit his head again, went unconscious. So he was a little bit strange up until this point, but this is when the violence began. So there's an assumption that maybe it had something to do with this head injury. And a lot of our behaviour is controlled by our frontal lobe. So there's a good chance that some injury to it could cause a personality change and preference change. He pretended to be a plumber one day to enter the home of Charles and Mary Summers. Now, he was 24 and his little sister Mary was 12 and they were both in the house. And he said, I'm a plumber, I've got to do some work. I'm going to do it in the basement. She was down there, 12 years old, and then he just went off and left her alone. He went, oh, she's playing down here, fine. Plumber's working, fine, and went off.
Like, left the house?
No, went upstairs.
Oh, okay.
So he starts trying to strangle her and she screams out and then the brother comes down and chases him out of the house. So then he informs the police. There's a big police chase and he's caught and taken to jail. And while he's in prison, he uses his fingernails. He plucks out his eyebrow, all of his eyebrows with his fingernails. And he claims he can see things on the walls. So he's taken to hospital and he's diagnosed as a psychopath, but also they obviously have some more concerns with him. Stays there for 4 years and then he's released. Doesn't really say why he's released.
So he didn't actually kill Mary, he just attempted to. Yeah.
So then he now began what made him known as the Dark Strangler.
God. He just needs to be kept busy. Like if the eyebrow thing worked for a while, just about right, now start on your legs. We've got another few years out of them.
Yeah. So he knocked on a boarding house to inquire about a room and she let him in. And then later on, her body is found by her husband. She'd been propped up on the toilet after having been strangled. And what he did is the same for all of these murders. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about the crimes, but
you like strangle, positioning the body. Is it
strangle, has sex with the body, and then like leaves. That's what he does. So 2 weeks later. So there's no evidence as to who it was. Don't know. 2 weeks later.
I just
didn't
know if there was some relevance to the fact that he'd propped her up on the toilet and left her. Like,
I think he just thought it was funny.
Like doing a weird, like, Madame Tussauds afterwards. Like, I just put them in a position.
I don't know. So 2 weeks later, nearby in San Jose, same again. Boarding house, strangled the woman, naked from the waist down. He'd had sex with the body. So between 1926 and 1927, he killed 22 women and raped the bodies, and we know that he had sex with the bodies after death because one guy actually walked in on him while he was doing it, and it goes into a little bit of detail about he was like, oh, I thought they're going at it, and then I saw that she wasn't really and obviously he's like
how long were you watching?
Oh, it's just foul. It's so awful. And a lot of them were like quite older ladies because they're landladies as well, so he's targeting women like late 40s, early 50s, late 50s. And most of the crimes took place in San Francisco and Portland. He carries on with that, and then he travels over the border to Canada, where he met 14-year-old Lola Cohen, who he somehow just met on the street, talked her into coming back with him to his rented room. And again, he strangles her and leaves her body just under the bed and just leaves the room. A few days later, he breaks into a family home where Catherine Patterson lives with her husband and sons. He breaks into there, murders Catherine, hides her body under her bed, leaves again, goes off. Her husband comes home and he's got the boys with him and his wife's missing. So he reports his wife missing. And then obviously he's worried.
Oh my God, how awful that she's there the whole time.
Yeah, puts the boys
to
bed.
That's like the stuff of horror film.
It's so horrific. And then he's going to go to bed. He kneels down beside the bed to say a prayer for her. and spots her jumper underneath the bed and finds her body. And like, he was praying like, oh, I hope she's found. And then he finds her.
It's not a time to start believing in miracles.
No. So they trace Earl back to the boarding house, but... And then they go in and obviously it stinks in there. They find the body of Lola under that bed. So it's massive, massive news, big chase. They've already known there's a murder on the run, but they didn't know he was in Canada at this point. They'd been looking for him in America. So word spread, his image is spread around. And then a shop owner sees him when he comes in and informs the police, oh, there's a guy who looks like the guy that you're looking for. So police quickly catch up with him just a mile away. But so they take him into police custody and they take him to a cell to sort of deal with in the morning. And he's really, really convincing and nice. He's like, oh, no, I'm not the guy you're looking for. Oh, how awful, though. If there's anything I can do, obviously I'm going to help you out. I'm definitely not him, but I'm happy to stay here. And they're like, oh, have we got the right guy?
Look under the bed.
So they keep him, though, and they put him in the cell.
He's got no fucking eyebrows.
They leave him overnight. The next day, the cell door is found open and empty, and he's gone.
What?
So he'd basically, it sounds like an escape the room game. He found a wire and picked the lock.
I thought that was one of those myths that you can actually just jiggle a lock
really
around.
Really weird. They find him, again, a local farmer, starts like chatting to him, and he's really chilled out. He's like, doesn't mention the murders, but he's just seemed really blasé and cool about everything. But he recognises him from their circulation. Obviously, they're looking for an American. It's Canada. It's a time when people, it's the 20s. So there's not as many people travelling around. And then they take him in again. And eventually, after a lot of questioning, he admits to the murders. And he's hanged in 1928. So really quickly after he's caught, processed, hanged, done.
Well, once you start realizing, like, okay, so he's been institutionalized and escaped three times. He went to jail and was let out. He went to got into jail and escaped the cell. Like, they're just like, hang him now.
Yeah, just sort it out. So that's the story of Earl Leonard Nelson, a massive serial killer that I've not really heard of.
Yeah, 22 women.
Yeah.
In that short period of time.
Loads. Awful. So I hope you enjoyed that because it's your fault.
Just your fault they're dead.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.